women in Afghanistan suffer from domestic violence. Not only the case of Bibi Aisha, but I think we have lots of other stories get the same treatment by some of the men.
What's interesting about this case is she was on a magazine in the United States that said this is the treatment that will happen if the United States leaves Afghanistan. But she was hurt last year while the U.S. was in Afghanistan. Is the U.S. making any difference to women?
I think because of the presence of international community, and especially U.S., we got lots of positive things and good things and lots of changes. But unfortunately, due to the security problem, women are not anymore the priority in this country. And lots of attention went to how to fight against terrorism or against the Taliban. Not special attention to girls' education, to women's employment, and a fight against domestic violence or elimination of violence in this country.
Does the case of Bibi Aisha, does this represent abuses committed by the Taliban, or does it represent abuses committed in a domestic violence situation?
Well, I think it could be the case of both. Of course, women have a very tough life. You have some of the men which have discriminative policy inside home and give very bad treatment to Afghan women. And of course, most of the people took advantage of Taliban, and this is the way they know that nobody will make them accountable. So it's easy to abuse the rights of women, to kill the woman or cut the nose of women. So, of course, when there is no law enforcement, when there is no strong government in some places, and the presence of Taliban and no accountability for the citizens, so definitely they will do the worst to a woman.
Do you think it will get worse if international forces leave Afghanistan?
Of course, because there's lots of illegal weapons in Afghanistan. There is no strong law enforcement in this country. There is not very much strong commitment from the politician of this country. And women are very much in a worse situation. They are illiterate. They are not aware of their rights. There is no strong system to really protect women or have access to justice or to security system.
The government of Hamid Karzai is considering negotiating with the Taliban and reconciling with some low-level members. Can you tell me more about your concerns about this?
If the Taliban reintegrate in Afghanistan unconditionally, it will be a big problem. It will be a big obstacle for the rights of women. What Bibi Aisha received such a treatment, I think most of the Afghan women will also receive the same treatment or the worse treatment than Aisha.